JFM Breakfast.
With Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
Hello, podcast.
Podcast.
What you gonna do when we talk to you?
I think we did it.
I said for you though.
Yeah,
I
thought it was for you. Talk to. Okay, tomorrow we'll get it perfect.
plenty on. I don't remember a lot.
We gave away cash.
I remember Gavin.
Yeah, the secret sound went off.
50,000.
Gavin's not a fan of a number of people, but she'll tell us what she reckons.
Just got to wait. Jules and Cam, the lovebirds, Married at First Sight.
Doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they?
So
doing it. Did it in the studio while they were here.
Want to have a baby.
Yeah, love each other. Have a nice, I got to do an interview with Adelaide, so have a nice podcast and we'll tiff you soon.
See ya. Tiff you later.
How we doing, guys? We good?
Great, yeah, because the first thing I do... First thing I do when I open the Telegraph every day is go straight to the On This Day segment. And today it was in 1990, on this day after 27 years in prison, Nelson Mandela was released.
Really?
I still think he should have served the full 30 myself.
Wow.
We're just going to say Ed is joking. That is a joke. He's a comedian before anyone asks up.
I don't know you guys, but I feel less of a team today, though, to be honest.
Why?
Pretty hard when you're at home, not doing much, pretty bored, go through Instagram and realise
you were invited on the boat and you chose not to come.
Of your team That's is true. Out on a boat on the harbour.
We told you about the boat.
I spoke to your wife because I knew we wouldn't get an answer out of you, and she said, can't come. So
no, I couldn't. You look like you had a great time, though. Good team.
It was amazing. MC's wife went to the fish market and got the biggest tray of fresh prawns you've ever seen the biggest tray of sushi and sashimi, and no one was eating it. So I sat inside. I didn't even go out on the boat. I just sat inside with chopsticks and I demolished about 2 kilos of sashimi. I pretty much got mercury poisoning at this point.
You do know you were human sashimi because you were floating off the back of the boat, kind of like just a worm on a hook for the bull sharks that are in the harbour. Yeah?
Nah, it's fine.
To me, it looked like the dinner party at Married at First Sight, so I was glad I wasn't there.
We didn't even bother inviting you, Ed.
Which I really appreciate. Thank you. You are getting to know me. Well done.
Exactly. And people would have been taking their tops off, and then Ed wouldn't have taken his top off because his rig's so good.
He doesn't like seeing
Paris.
On this day.
So he would have just been in like a shirt buttoned up all the way to the top and a hoodie over
a skivvy.
In the hot sun, just sweltering away.
Sorry, you had one more on this day.
Sorry, Dale. You go.
February 13 is this week. It's Kevin Bloody Wilson's birthday, so let's all get ready for that.
Hey. Let's get him on the show, shall we?
Is he alive?
Okay. KBW.
Yeah, why not?
Still alive. What a legend.
Now, every night before our show, there's an email chain that goes around between the producers and us, and people are saying, this is what's making headlines. And then, you know, Ed, you jump in with some dot points about the things you want to talk about. And then Grant, you said, this happened to me over the weekend. You've always got great family stories. And this was my email in the email chain last night. If you're on the phone with someone and you need to do a poo, do you have to tell them or are you allowed to just keep chatting and poo? That's all I got. It's Ash.
I love the last line. That's all I got.
Well, I couldn't think of anything else. And it really was weighing on my mind.
What's a serious question?
It is, because I was in this situation yesterday in that my cousin Jeffrey had made vegetarian nachos for lunch, lots and lots of beans, and I'd smashed them.
Yep.
And then on the way home, my friend Anna called for a chat. And whenever me and Anna chat, it's for a while.
Yeah.
So I get all the way home, upstairs, still on the phone, and we're in a juicy conversation and the stomach's rumbling and I was desperate. Yeah. So in the end, I had to just mute the phone and I talked to her for like 20 minutes on the toilet because it was...
What do you mean mute the phone? What happens when you mute the phone?
So I can hear her, but she can't hear me.
And she didn't think... Is she the type of person that will rant so that she didn't know that you weren't umming and ahhing?
Yeah. And that's how we do.
She's used to it.
Maybe, but that's beside the point. I'm not talking about how me and Anna talk on the phone with each other. It's more that is what I did acceptable in a relationship? Should I have told her?
No, it's completely unacceptable. But that's very it's completely unacceptable. But that's very you.
I feel like Grant would disagree with you.
No, I don't think you can do that. Okay. You can't. There's particles in the air that land on the phone.
Put antibacterial spray on my phone.
Okay, that's all right. But when don't you find that when you're talking to her, you go, it's all right.
I'm not forcing it out. It's just. It's a nice, easy poo.
Can I tell you, you're one step away from this. There's a very famous park in, I won't tell you exactly where it is, and there's public toilets there, and a lot of people go running around this park. And it's near the harbour, that's all I'll say. And my wife would always run there, and there was a person who would also always use the public toilet there, and they would purposely leave the door open. So while they pooed, all the joggers could watch them. That's
what?
You.
What? I'm nothing like the poo jogger person.
You are the poo jogger.
I have not.
You're one step away from throwing it at people at the bus stop, which used to happen to me on my way to uni at Newtown. That's who you are.
This
is society. We have rules. There are things. My son is going to be like you. I was trying to have a nice, you know, when you have at home with the baby by yourself. Yeah. I had a terrible incident over the weekend, and it's people like you that are making it like this.
Yeah, no, don't blame me for your bad parenting.
It's
no, I'm not going to. 13-10-60. Come on, guys. I'm sick of being ganged up on here. Surely it's fine. You can just chat to someone on the phone while you're doing a poo. Maybe you tell them, maybe you don't, but it's fine.
What is like a surgeon? Oh, sorry, man. I'm just getting my phone up to my shoulder because I'm doing open heart surgery here. Oh, and I've dropped it.
I'm not doing it. I'm just on the phone, casually having a chat and doing a poo.
No. You're a perv.
13-10-60. Maybe you're someone that does it.
Maybe you are a legend like me. Saving time.
Yeah. Do you need to tell the person that you're doing a poo when you're on the phone?
If you're doing one right now, crank one out and give us a shout.
Yeah, I would love that.
13-10-60. We'll chuck you a bunch of movie tickets as long as you don't do that in a cinema.
Don't reward these people.
Yeah, come on, guys.
So, to Eurovision, did everyone watch your Australia Decides, the Eurovision show on the weekend?
I saw flashes of it. It looked grand. It looked opulent. Yeah. It almost looked like Eurovision itself.
I waited till it was over and then just watched highlights on Twitter, which is generally how I watch TV now. Glorious.
The band Shepherd reached out to my wife and said, could you pump us up on the Instagram?
They reached out to my wife as well.
They reached out to me as well. And
I thought it was a blanket. My wife was going on about how Shepherd loves her and how she's got this thing with Shepherd.
So is Shezzy.
She goes, I've got to support my girl, Amy Shepherd.
Yeah.
Wow, she got us all.
Yeah. So she's gone, Amy Shepherd's gone to everyone in the showbiz.
Smart though.
Yeah, and they didn't win. But good luck to Shepherd. Love Shepherd. That is so funny. I knew she did it because Tip was going on and on. MC, have you got a little bit of Shepherd to hit us with? Just so people know, she's got the coloured hair. She's in the band Shepherd. They're from Brisbane. They're lovely kids.
What did she go to your wife on?
These guys.
There. Great song. Good people. Because she came to Shezzy and China reached out to her to level on that. Hey, look, we're both into positive body imaging. And she got a bum out like on Instagram to prove that normal bums are okay. So how did she approach you and Tiff?
No, she's gone to Tiff. You're inspirational, you know, all the stuff you do around body and stuff like that. It's great in fitness. You're so fit. Could you vote for us, please? It's so funny that Shep's done the group all.
Busted custard.
She went to like Ray Hadley as well. Hey, Ray, I really...
Your body image.
I really agree with a lot of stuff that you're throwing up. But who won? Who won? This was to vote to see Australia. Who is going to be Australia's representative at Eurovision? This person.
That would be Kate Miller-Heidke.
Was that a performance from The Fifth Element? Like it had
pretty crazy.
So big.
Yeah, she had a big dress and then the acrobat lady on the swinging thing behind her.
Yeah.
It looked Eurovision-y.
It was that was representative of the dark thoughts that take over your mind and they come by the end of them she'd made peace with the darkness and they were moving together.
Well, good luck to Kate.
Because she had postnatal depression. That was her story and that's what the song was written for.
Well, it looked very Eurovision-y and we wish her luck. And so good luck to Kate Miller-Heidke. I personally voted for this.
She wears so many hats and they're all very fashionable hats, I would imagine. Author, beauty editor, but then also beauty magnate now with GoTo being absolutely everywhere. And
I wear this lady on my face every night.
Bro-to?
Oh, yes. That sounds inappropriate. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Her name is Zoe Foster-Blake. Welcome to the show, mate.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes, I meant bro-to. That's exactly what I meant. I used the face cream.
Thank you.
Now, before we get into this new book you've just put out, This is exciting because your go-to face line, which is everyone loves the face mask. Everyone's doing the face mask on Instagram. You've got some really exciting news as to where the people can find it now.
Well, we've been online only for 5 years and now we're about to be in Mecca, everywhere, every single Mecca store as of April.
Fantastic.
No big deal.
It's a huge deal.
It's massive.
And I watched a video. We're at the Mecca conference thing. They told everyone and you walked in like Oprah and they were like, ah! And you're walking in from the back giving people high fives. It was heaven.
Completely overwhelming. It was too much, but it was just enough. No, it was amazing. It was really cool. It's a lovely thing for the brand and for people to just go and find it. Don't have to use the interwebs anymore.
Just get around and have a chat to someone IRL. Yeah. Now, the new book is officially out. It is called Love! Exclamation mark.
Yes.
And if people are listening going, yeah, but I've already, you know, found my person.
That's okay.
Why would they still love this book?
Well, look, it's meant to be, I kind of used to casually refer to it as a reference guide to the heart because I think there's so many elements of love and there's not just the relationship love or the single or the heartbroken. It's you loving yourself, obviously, first, before you try and bring someone else into the show.
Do you believe that as a theory? You have to kind of love yourself before you have the ability to love someone else properly?
No, I really don't. I think it's unfair. But I think it certainly helps and I think it's something to work towards because you can give love so openly and so freely if you don't love yourself, but it makes it hard for people to love you fully if you don't love yourself, if that makes sense. So it's about self-worth and building that and that's a work in progress for everybody. Yeah.
And cool things like how to end a relationship, which is always pretty tricky. So text message, you're dropped. Is that still cool?
Yeah, just like in the canteen line, just get, you know, Debbie to tell Darren that he's dumped. And that's probably the easiest way to do it. Yeah, no, I don't. You've got to do it with class. Everything about breakups has to be classy and with grace because it's a real, I think it shows character. You know, when you do these things and to be a good person. And
even if they've been a bit of a dick to you, you can still be the bigger person by ending it properly and always not putting the bad juju. Have you ever been dumped, Zoe?
Of course I have.
Really?
Yes.
What idiot dumped you?
Well, it's actually like some, what we call it, nuclear ghosting. So not only being dumped, but like they just vanish. And I think that's really hard for people to understand. It's hard to not take it personally, but it's a weird thing to get your head around that it's actually all their stuff. And you just got to work on yourself in those moments because you can't fix them. You don't even know where they are in the world.
Isn't it better for them to disappear completely out of your life? Because otherwise, doesn't it just prolong pain and just drag out a clean break anyway?
I do. I'm pretty clinical, I believe in the 50 days of no contact
You're pretty full on about that in this book, which I respect. But you've made it work and you are like, you know, I'm going to say apart from Deborah Lee Finesse and Hugh, you and Hamish are like Australia's favourite couple. Did he turn it on? Like, did he really woo you?
Yeah, you know what? He's still wooing to this day. He's a woo monster. He came to, like, I had to leave really early for radio this morning and he had a croissant and a coffee ready for me at 6 in the morning. He's a sweetheart. And do you know what? You're doing like vomit motions.
I'm doing, come on, mate. The bar is already very high with young Blake and this is getting too much. Well, what a perfect way to win any argument when you can say to Hamish, "I literally wrote the book on love, son." So you can slap it down and go, "That's enough out of you." Page 60.
He's getting a bit tired of that. Yeah.
Zoe Foster Blake, the new book is called Love. You can find it everywhere. Thank you for coming on.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
What are we mad about?
Yay! So there are so many wonderful people that make up this team that help it go to air every day. And one of those is a producer, Sexy Vi Vi, who is in studio. Hello, Darlene.
Good morning.
Now, I have known Sexy Vi Vi for 5 or 6 years now.
Six.
And no one that I've ever known in my life has ever been more vulnerable to a fad than you. And you can admit that, can't you?
Absolutely. I have two speeds, 0 or 100.
Yes.
What are you fadding at the moment?
Okay, so I'm a little bit late to this one, so I'm a little bit disappointed, but it seems to be taking over Australia at the moment. It's called the celery movement.
You mean celery, the thing that has nothing in it but 98.9% water.
It is really good for you. There's lots of benefits. So the key is if you want to jump on board this Mad Monday fad, you need to have 400 mils every morning and it helps with IBS, acne, great skin.
Usually
loss.
You just do this for weight loss. I was about to say. Yeah. We all know that you only ever do this to get skinny, Dove. How much celery is involved in 400 mils?
A bunch of celery, and it is quite expensive. It is $7
a bunch. So via you're drinking the celery, the 400 mils of celery.
No, yeah, you do.
I thought you were inserting it every morning.
Like a celery enema.
Get that stick up.
I love that. I'll try that.
You would. Yeah, there we go. Use it like a pipe cleaner. Well, that's lovely. Thank you so much, Vi. All right, let's all take the celery any way you want, friends.
Do what you would like.
But TV's Grant Denyer is shaking in his chair. He is rutting. I would say that he's rutting in his chair. What have you done?
I accidentally had a coffee this morning.
He's up and about. Now, when was the last time you had a coffee?
3 weeks ago, bro.
I was sitting next to him when he ordered his coffee, and usually he just gets an English breakfast tea.
Oh, great.
He's like, flat white, thanks. I'm thinking, uh-oh. And it was within 10 seconds of the first sip that he's like full on shredding for stereo.
I am flying, bro. I'm like a SpaceX program like now.
Yeah, head to our Instagram at Today FM Breakfast to see him dancing in the studio. Like his life depended on it. What's that?
What was that last bit?
That's breathing.
What was that?
I'm just so jacked I can't hold it in.
What was the deep breathing into the microphone?
I feel like I've like lent on a benchtop surface at the Logie's bathrooms or something. Like I feel.
He's up and about.
Get all the Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Today FM's Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
We got $10,000 to give away, and today's the day. We've got to do it with Alpha Bucks.
You know who needs it? Emily from Narrabeen does. Emily, what are you saving for?
I need a new car. Mine has a leak in it. Smells like wet dog.
Oh. Well, yeah. With all the very, very heavy rain that we have had in the last, say, week or so, how does the car cope?
Not well. I think it's probably growing mold.
Once it gets wet inside, you can't get it out. So let's see if we can get you $10,000 to get you a new car. 30 seconds, 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter T for train. If your car is leaking too much, that's what you got to use. $100 for every question, $10,000 if we can get them all. Your letter is T. Emily, best of luck. Here we go. Name a social media platform.
Twitter.
A brand of tea.
Tetley's.
A TV show.
Pass.
A spice.
What'd you say?
A spice.
Pass.
Animal.
Tiger.
Clothing brand.
Pass.
A colour.
Turquoise.
Something you take camping.
Tent.
A telco company.
Telstra.
Type of metal.
Tungsten.
Yeah.
What? Tungsten. That was such a good answer that we have to give it to her.
Wow. That was
sick.
Thanks, guys.
Emily, $600.
Thank you.
Not a bad little Monday for you. Thanks for calling.
That's awesome. Thanks very much.
We'll do it again tomorrow. Another $10,000 on the line with Alpha Bucks. But next, we delve into the Denyer Diary.
Today, team, I'm going to tell you the tale. The time I decided to take on the world's biggest wave.
Oh, God.
Ask me if I surf.
Are you a surfer, Grant?
No, I'm
crazy.
Not.
Crazy boy.
He was a weather presenter on Sunrise, a race car driver, hosted Family Feud, and much, much more.
I'm on the TV.
These are the Denyer Diaries.
I'd just broken my back, and you know what I decided? After I could now get up and walk again, you know what I need in my life? Just a little bit more adventure. So I took my wife, and we decided that we would go to Chopu. I don't know if you know surfing or you're familiar with it. It's off Tahiti. It's one of the most famous surf breaks in the entire world. For this reason, it has the fattest wave in the world, the thickest body of water crashing onto a reef. Now, surfers love it, A, because the shape of the wave makes the perfect barrel, but if you fall in the wave, like if you fall off the wave, you just get basically destroyed on the reef as you get torn across it and your flesh gets ripped off.
So there's an element of risk in there.
Risk and reward. Yeah. Some of the greatest photos in surfing you'll know come from Chopu. It's an amazing, exotic, remote location. So we get there and then we use a local guy who's got this timber boat. He can park you just right on the edge of the break so you can kind of look up the inside of the barrel. And we were there with some of Billabong's young and upcoming little grommets, so the surfers of tomorrow, watching them have their very first crack at Chopu, realising that if they fall, they could die. It's that hardcore. We're on this boat. Old mate's not paying attention while driving. He's sort of keeping it in position, trying to keep us on the edge of the brake. I see this set come in that he hasn't noticed. I'm standing on the back trying to do a little piece to camera for Channel 7 Sunday night. And I yell, Poppy, who's the name of the driver. Poppy, quick! Just as the boat goes up.
Oh, God, help me, Jesus.
We get vertical. We're just at that point where the whole boat is about to flip backwards and it just rolls over the lip of the wave. Closest of close calls. Had we gone in, we would have been torn to shreds. It would have been game
good
over.
Footage.
Great footage.
That's true.
Fantastic that footage. True,
60 minutes would have had Tara Brown on a boogie board there the next week.
They so would have. They could have retrieved our camera from the bottom of the ocean. It would have been sweet. Not dangerous enough. So Shezzy and I decided, you know what? Let's go and we want to say that we surfed Chopu. So we grabbed a
wait. How much surfing experience have you got at this point?
I boogie boarded once when I was 9 at Avoca Beach.
That's enough.
So I reckon I was pretty sweet.
Yeah, you're pretty much fanning.
I grabbed a stick off one of the kids and said, hey, mate, do you mind if I just wax her up and just head on out there and just carve it up a bit?
Absolutely, wax her up.
Not only that, Shez and I thought we'd share a board.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I don't think two-person surfing has ever taken off for a reason. We're paddling out. I look down. I see like a black-tip reef shark underneath us.
Oh, that's good.
I can see the reef right below us. So we try and catch part of the wave at Chopu to just say, man, we went there, we surfed it, we nailed it. Yeah. We fell off. I start rolling across the top of the coral, get like a cut in the top of my foot. And you know what coral does? Coral embeds like little microorganisms into your skin, which can become infectious to the point
that's
it can be
amputation
gangrenous.
Waiting
amputation,
to happen.
You're right. Now, so I'm screaming in pain. The locals have this great tradition. The only way they can cure you of the microorganisms is you get like, you know, like a brush that you scrub the bathroom floor with?
Yeah.
You get that and you get lime and you open the wound up. So you get your two fingers, you open the wound up, you squeeze lime juice inside it and then you scrub it with a brush out.
It's like a Deña Colada. That's disgusting.
You scream at the top of your lungs.
You deserve it though. Like, you're a fully grown adult who just broke his back. If you're going to do that, you need to be ready to have your inside scrubbed.
Silly,
out.
Wasn't it? You know what my favourite part of the trip?
What?
We're eating dinner. We're billeted by a local. There's chickens wandering around everywhere and we're lying on the floor and we're having dinner and we didn't finish dinner. It's just a chicken meal. Shezzy asked for a toothpick. She starts picking the tooth. She asks for another one and the woman goes, yes, of course. Yeah, another toothpick, yes. So she goes, gets a toothpick. We saw where she got it from. She wandered over to her broom.
No.
Which had been cleaning the street, which had been cleaning the chicken coop, which had been cleaning the bathroom floor. She snapped off part of the bristles, had walked over to Shez and said, there's another one. And Shezzy had been cleaning her teeth with a broom that had been sweeping the street.
Yeah, nah. Never go back to Chopu.
I'm not coming on holiday with you. Like this every everywhere you go, it's just a disaster.
Yeah, nah.
Jesus.
That's for no wonder.
No, thank you. All right, so last night on Married at First Sight, it was one of the, what do they call it, the dinner party / commitment ceremonies?
Yep.
No, they're different things.
Commitment
ceremony and then there's a dinner party.
So they all sit there sort of in front of the experts and sort of plead their case and the experts tell us what they reckon. Now, I want to focus on the experts today because they're using the word expert loosely. Here they are talking to Matthew, who we had in here, very nice guy, who is now known, what's his headline forever?
29-year-old virgin.
Now the 29-year-old?
One-timer.
Not virgin.
Oh, one-timer? former virgin, I think is the term.
All right.
Yeah. Right. Now, here is the experts try to, like, drag out of Matthew what happened.
So, Matt, let's talk about your intimacy history.
And this will be a short list. Pretty much next to none.
So how's that sitting with you right now?
It's almost like that's an old part of my identity that I'm leaving behind.
Can you explain what you mean by that?
I don't know how you put it delicately. Yeah, we really connected and then...
We just really connected.
Right. She's meant to be, this person's meant to be an expert. Yeah. Like, is she an expert or just a perv that wants the detail? Because if she is the expert on the show, then surely she knows what's happening. So tell me what happened. And then what happened? Oh, and then what happened? Hands where I can see them. John, so I then you move on to, then. So we get the nice people out of the way, and then we get into the scumbags.
Mm-hmm.
So sort of the cream of the crop of the scumbag crew is it sort of Bronson and Innes.
Scumbag crew.
Yeah. It's like Justice Crew, but worse.
And this is why, obviously, they call it an experiment, because they're like wild animals in a cage. Like, it was full on last night.
Yep. And Innes is, you know, she struggles. But Bronson had an interesting way of describing Innes's behaviour.
Innes was amazing that night. Like, really amazing. I loved her pieces that night. Next morning, straight back to I'm not calling her I'm saying she acts like a
Now, that word can't be used in this time slot.
Yeah, or any time slot on radio ever, I don't think.
That's true.
There was so much beeping last night, I had trouble figuring out what anybody was saying.
Yeah, the show was like Morse code. And it was a C word that they were beeping.
Yeah. Mm. And there was so much outrage. So many of all the news stories this morning are focusing around the fact that this word was used. Mm. And it's divided a lot of people.
Mm.
Because it's like, well, she...
In your eyes, how is she behaving?
Like he said, and I think that if you're going to act like one, be prepared to be called one. And just because she's a woman, we don't get to then say, you can't use that language. It's like, well, no, treat people with respect in the first place.
So not a great word, but deserved call.
Look, I wouldn't say you should call anyone that word because I'm, you know, such a good girl. But, you know, if you're going to act like a horrible person, be prepared for someone to call you out on it.
All right. And so after Bronson said that, finally one of the experts steps in.
A tip from me to you, don't use language like that if you want any chance of a relationship with a woman.
After everything that's gone on, Sam body shaming his wife, the people cheating and screaming at each other, that is where the expert draws the line.
Yeah, it's
that you're like, what are you talking about? And I know that she just wanted to get back to Matthew. So tell me what happened after this. What were you wearing?
And from Married at First Sight, Jules and Cam on the show next.
Intimacy.
7:34.
Where did this come from?
So intimate. Okay, how intimate was it? Probably the best love story on Married at First Sight so far. Jules and Cameron, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. What a compliment so far. That'll do. Yeah. No, stick with that.
Well, I'd like to start with a question from the always reputable New Idea. You have to answer this is true or not. A close friend of the couple revealed to New Idea, quote, they are getting married for real. Is that true? Are you two getting married for real?
So can you throw that out there? Like, don't believe anything that you've read. And that is
I'm having a baby too, by the way.
Twins.
Congratulations.
I had triplets.
I was watching your body language when you come in because I'm like trying to observe if it's real because I never really believe reality television. But you guys just gave each other the cutest little touch on the bot before you started.
Did we?
Yeah.
You can't fake a bot touch. It's beautiful. I'm feeling like physically in the studio, I'm feeling the love emanating from you guys. And you are way back. You're good looking on the show, but both of you are like way hotter in real life.
Thank you, Ash.
That's a compliment.
Absolutely. Thank you. And to you guys.
Yeah, we are pretty great.
Let's talk about last night because you guys are lovely people who seem going in for the right reasons, et cetera, et cetera. What's it like to have to go into the viper's nest of the other contestants? Because it is full on.
Go, honey. It is.
Oh, look at that. Go, honey.
You go, honey. Yeah.
No, you go,
it's a two-way
honey.
Street marriage. Remember, everyone, we have compromises. the viper's nest, that's a really good way of putting it, Ed. That's exactly what it is. It is electric in there, and it is. And it's going to build all the way throughout the series, but I think the place that we're in at the time, we feel everyone else's energy and how they're feeling, and I think the...
I mean, how would you describe it?
I struggled a little bit with...
Oh, sorry, you go. Yeah.
Sorry, you know, we are kind people, but if we didn't agree with something that was said, I would just stand up like last night with
which
Innes.
Which you did, like
which
a
we want to play. This is where a bit of Innes kicking off, and then here you come, Jules, here we go.
I'm all about getting a divorce and finding a new husband. Like, I would never engage in sexual relationships whilst being married.
So can I interrupt here? I just want to backtrack what you're asking. At the dinner table, you did say in front of everyone, I have a premonition that we're all going to have group I personally didn't appreciate it. I know a lot of other people didn't appreciate it. So I just wanted to have you back here and say I did hear you say that.
Jules, you fired up.
Did fire up.
Why'd you get so angry?
I think because she was just pouting all these allegations against him and his character as a person. Mm. And all we'd seen at that point was Bronson is a really amazing man. And he was sitting there just taking it and taking it. And I was like, I don't agree with this. And that's the thing, I will stand up. If I don't agree, I'm not always right, but yeah. I will say, I don't agree with what you're saying. And I didn't agree when all I'd seen from this woman is not saying much other than piping up and saying really out there things not appropriate for the experiment that we're
in. Is she off? When the cameras aren't rolling, is she that horrible? Like when you stood up to her, did she then take your side afterwards and have a go, or is it only when the cameras are on?
To be fair, she actually apologised to me for offending me. And I was like, hey, it whatever, but just don't be there and slating someone when they've been nothing but kind to everyone else and you've offended a lot of people through this process.
So what about when it got to the point where Bronson stopped down and the experts asked him what he thought of her and he went as far as dropping the big C a couple of times? And watching all your faces was extraordinary. You know, like, Cam, your jaw hit the floor.
It's very dramatic, this one.
Was that too far or was he right?
Oh, I mean, no one deserves to be spoken to like that. I don't agree with what he said, but I think he's just pushed to a point of just, you know, it was awful to watch him be spoken to like that. So don't agree with it, but I can get it at the same time.
Hey, Cam, how happy are you that you didn't get paired with one of these other ladies?
Seriously.
Yeah, it's just like waking up every morning. Is this a dream? Is this a not? No, we're good. We're good.
Oh, so you wake up together.
No, but it seems you are the only couple who these so-called experts actually matched up for the purposes of falling in love. Everyone else is obviously a time bomb waiting to go off. What is it about you guys that means you got the good partner?
Well, can you, Ash, let's put one thing straight. If at the moment, if there was 10 couples like Jules and I, like, would you watch it?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know it's a light and show. I know what you mean. You guys need the Bronsons of this world and the Inez to sort of make it, you know, light and shade or whatever and be crazy.
We're just doing our thing. We're just going to jump on the back of the train and just ride it. Don't worry about that.
Oh, now speaking of doing your thing and being on the back of the train and riding it, we have a gift.
Oh, we do?
Is that what's in there?
To give you. So,
just hand
Grant,
it over, they can open it up.
What you go, why don't you open that, guys? It's a little present we've got from here.
We've got a feeling this will be coming in handy very soon. New ideas, right?
What is it, Cam?
Yay!
First response. First the tech, no other test tells you sooner.
It's a pregnancy test, so just jump into the bathroom. Results are after the news.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London is to subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
Today FM's Secret Sound.
What's that sound? What's that sound?
8:09, this is Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London. Now, if you've just switched on, you're ready to take a guess at this secret sound. We just gave away a brand new clue, Grant Denyer.
Be careful of wear and tear is clue number two. And what I love about clue number two, it means we are closer because when we start spraying out clues, you know the big fitty is going off soon.
Nadia in Curl went out two clues in. Do you feel like you are closer to knowing the answer?
Hopefully. I think it might be installing a smoke alarm.
Let's have a listen. What part of the process of installation are you talking about here?
This is a bit I'm not sure about. Okay. I know I've heard that noise before, but I think it's putting it back up into the little
back into
cavity
place.
That's
not it. Sorry, no.
Okay.
Melissa from Winmalee, this is your chance at the Today FM Secret Sounds $50,000. So what do you think it is?
I think it's snapping a fly screen back into the windowsill.
I did that yesterday.
Can we have some more information on that? Like, describe exactly which part of the process you're referring to, Dom.
Okay, so you've got the fly screen, and you've got the frame of the fly screen, and when you go to put it back into the windowsill, you've really got to bash that, you know, the snapping it back into the windowsill. I don't know how to describe it.
Okay.
But yeah, you're snapping it back into the windowsill.
All right, we're just going to go to
Are you a robber? Do you know that sound? For what reason?
No, not this lifetime. Maybe
okay, Melissa, no. I'm going to need you to really concisely confirm your final answer for $50,000.
Okay, so when you're replacing the fly screen and you're pushing it back into the window sill into place so that it's back into the window after it's been taken out.
Should we take one more listen?
Do you have a lot of flies at your house, Melissa?
Yeah, I live in Western Sydney, so there tends to be a lot there.
So if you won $50,000, you could, you know, replace some windows, have a fly-free zone.
Could get all new fly screens, 100%.
Yeah. How are you feeling right now? Because normally we don't ask for much more info.
Well, you're making me nervous, but I know that doesn't mean I've won because I've heard other people
We do joke around a lot about this. What would you use the 50K for? How would it change your life?
Well, we've been in our house for about 3 years and I had a baby 3 years ago, so we haven't really had a chance to do much around the house. So we renovate, I think, the kitchen to start with.
That's good.
Yeah, that takes some time.
She's the kind of person I hope would win the 50K.
That's true.
All right, who's going to...
Melissa?
You're making me nervous, yes.
Don't be nervous. Melissa from Winmalee.
Yes.
For Today FM's Secret Sound and $50,000...
Yes.
You have got it! Yay! You've guessed the secret sound!
Really? Are you for real?
$50,000 is all yours!
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! I think...
$50,000. How do you feel, Melissa?
Amazing. Thank you so much. I'm actually shaking like a leaf. Really shaking like a leaf.
Oh my God, this is incredible!
I was just driving to work and I was thinking after the first clue, what on earth is it? And as we were driving, just heard the second clue and I thought, I don't know, there's a random thing, I'll just guess that. Oh my goodness.
Melissa, you can start your renovations now. You got the new member of the family.
Thank you so, so much. Thanks so much. Okay, I actually can't believe it. I feel like I'm doing it.
Who's the first person you're going to call and tell?
My husband. He will not believe me.
What's his name? Shout him out, Melissa. He'll be listening to the radio. What's his name?
His name's Darren.
Darren, you're not getting a jet ski. You're doing the kitchen. Because Melissa has won $50,000. Congratulations!
And we will have a brand new secret sound and a brand new amount of cash to win tomorrow at 7:50. Okay, so if you've just switched on the radio, we've just given away $50,000. And this is...
And to tell us what it is, Melissa from Winmalee, what is that the sound of?
Snapping the fly screen back into the windowsill.
There it is.
It's also the sound of $50,000 making its way into her bank account.
Melissa, have the best day. You are officially $50,000 richer.
Oh, my God.
What an amazing start to the week.
Brand new secret sound with a brand new cash amount tomorrow, 7:50.
I just put all the cash out on the bed and just roll in it.
Yeah, bro.
It's so dirty. All the germs are going on your naked body.
$50,000. I don't care.
Do you mean, would you then have a bit of sexy time with Chez? Because we know that you haven't had a lot lately.
Instagram at first. And then, yeah. Oh, God. We had another try at the weekend, by the way.
What happened?
Well, I told you it's been a couple of months. Just because kids are in our place.
I'm shocked by that. You're both, you know, you're a horny little devil and you love your wife. And I'm so shocked by that. What happened on the weekend?
Well, we climbed back into bed and then we thought, okay, the kids are on their iPads. We are good to go. And we are in launch position. And then we're under the covers and then little Scouty runs in and goes, why are you guys getting back into bed? And then she climbed in with us and then she's like,
Scout.
Why don't you have any pants on, Mum?
Oh, man.
And then I was, now I just realised that when we were doing that, Shezzy said, this is not for radio.
Okay.
Sorry, you haven't said it out loud. It's just us girls. We're just chatting in the locker room.
No, you're fine.
Well, it is Valentine's Day is it Wednesday? Thursday is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So hopefully between now and Thursday, or even on Thursday, they'll, you know, that rocket will launch.
It has to, because quite frankly, like, I'm rubbing up against stuff and it's not good.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and we'll you sit do next it. To me at the time. That's awful. I'm going to need another studio.
We'll do it in the studio. We'll lock the door. Webcam's sort of semi-on. It'll be great. So we have our Hotel de Love.
Yeah.
This is Today FM's Hotel de Love. It's a Valentine's Day giveaway, the most romantic day of the year, Thursday. If you hadn't had time to organise anything, we have got you covered. It's overnight accommodation this Thursday night. Double pass to gold class in as well in the city. So it's going to be beautiful. But 131060, we want to give particular types of people the Hotel de Love, do we not? And today we're going to focus on those that need to get back into it.
Yeah, there's a number of reasons. It could be kids, like our situation. It might be distance. You might have a
travel. My husband and I currently live in different cities. We had sex like four or five times over there. Like, you can do it if it, if you're living in different cities. Oh, what a
great,
it is possible.
Yeah, but you got a great story.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for that. You guys are newlyweds, and you're both like you're both into meditation. Like you're one step away from sort of doing it on their Byron Bay heads so that people can watch. Like you guys are you guys are hippies with no morals. We're talking about real people who have got issues, but are just around, you know, logistics.
Yeah, it's
travel.
I can imagine.
Kids.
Yeah. And so many people are calling
already. Work hours.
Which means that for so many people, this is an issue. So there's no judgment here, but we want to hear how long has it been? Why aren't you doing it?
Right. Yes. If you're suffering a dry spell for whatever reason, 13 10 60 call us because we do have our hotel to love. Night out in the city. Gold class.
Oh, I love gold
class.
Can I
just make this clear? You don't have to do it with Grant. It's with your own.
No.
Now I've lost interest.
We have got Today FM's Hotel de Love, where we are giving couples a chance to reignite the spark just in time for Valentine's Day. It's a night at the hotel. It's gold class. Just go and,
get it done. So, seal the deal.
Thank you. Yeah. Because things can get in the way, Grant, Dania. Yeah. You yourself have said you've had a bit of a drought and, you know.
Kids can ambush things. Maybe there's distance. Maybe your work hours aren't compatible with you and your loved one. So we just kind of want to hook you up, give you a safe space to have some fun.
Yeah. All right. Sarah from Wollongong, how long has it been?
It's been 3 weeks for us.
Nah, get out,
which is
mate,
way too
that's
long.
Not a
it's way too long.
It's 3 weeks.
A drought. It is when you're somebody that wants it every day, and it's way too long.
Can I ask a personal question, Sarah? May I ask your age?
I'm 33.
Okay, because you're 33, 34 is reportedly when women reach their peak in that area. Are you finding yourself more into it as in at the age of 33 than you have been?
Yeah, for sure. Like you just. Yeah, more confident and you're not as worried as when you were younger. Yeah. Yep.
And why the drought? What's been happening in the past 3 weeks?
Well, he lives in Sydney. I live down in the Illawarra. And so it's long distance. Yeah. And I've also got two kids. So when we do get to see each other, we live in units. We both live in a unit. There's, you know, it's a very small space.
Oh, Sarah,
and my kids are older now, so they kind of would know what was going on.
That's a mood killer. Yeah. Okay, that is a real mood killer.
Mum's hanging her bra on the door handle again.
Yeah, time for some loud Fortnite. All right.
Stephen Effing, how long has it been for you, brother?
2 months.
2 months. That's a proper drought. Poor is there a specific reason?
I had an intimate procedure.
Oh, I need to know more details.
Had your boobs done?
No, that was last year.
Okay, nice. Stevo.
You get a snip, did you?
I did.
Oh,
that
one. Yeah, okay. But you're okay to go? You're good to go now?
Yes. Oh. Well, I can relate to Grant's story from this morning, unfortunately.
What happened?
I've only just been able to utilize the...
appendage.
The little guy.
Oh, the little guy. No, don't do yourself a favor, Steve.
And was it like that guy from Married at First Sight, like the virgin who lost it? It would have been like your first time.
Not quite.
Did you have an injury, did you, Steve? Is it what happened?
No, I actually had a circumcision.
Oh, what? A snippity snip, not a vasectomy.
I thought vasectomy.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it was a necessary procedure.
And that can be quite painful, can't it?
It can be, yes, it was.
Why did you have to have a circumcision at the age of 40 when normally it's done at birth?
Well, I guess things had developed that I needed to.
And are you awake when that happens?
The listeners probably don't need to know.
Okay. All right. Okay, so fair enough. Sorry.
Yeah, he's really comfortable
only
right
know
now.
We know that Steve's had a couple of months off. He's ready to go, I reckon.
Steve's rabbi's on the phone. He's going to tell us. Excellent. All right.
Steve, good on you, doll. We would love to treat you and your partner to a night out at Gold Class, a beautiful hotel room, and hopefully you can get back on the horse.
Yeah. Take it for a test run, mate.
That sounds awesome. Thank you.
Good on you,
Steve. We'll find something lovely for Sarah as well. We have a present for Sarah as well.
And another chance tomorrow morning as well to score this night out Gold Class. We'll take care of things, helping you reignite that spark.
Getting that story out of Steve was like pulling foreskin. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Oh, Ed.
Over the weekend, we had Eurovision Australia decides where we work out who's going to go and compete for us. First time we've had like a live vote. we're sitting there on Saturday night and my wife says to me, what time's the Eurovision thing? I go, I don't know. She's like, we have to watch it. I'm like, why are you so into Eurovision all of a sudden? And then she gets all like proud of herself. One of the contestants has reached out to me personally and wants me to vote for them. I was like, I didn't know you were friends with Courtney Act. She's like, no, I Shepherd, the band Shepherd. Yeah. They had a lot of hits, Hey Geronimo, and they had this song for Saturday night.
Great band.
We all love Shepherd.
Great rhythm, just, good beat.
Great beat. Both
and they make
things.
Really happy music, really like anthemic, come together music.
Like like every song's a fight song, you know what I mean? Like I can take on the world.
You need less coffee. Okay. So Amy Shepherd is one of the band members and Tiff's, and my wife's like, yeah, because Amy Shepherd reached out to me on Instagram and DM'd me and said that I was a real inspiration and that I should maybe vote for them. So we're watching and we're voting for them. I was like, oh. And then I came in and told you that this morning, guys.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but someone called Amy Shepherd reached out to my wife and said, hey, beautiful, hope you're well. Just reaching out because we're doing this thing and would love your support. And Shezzy was like, she was in it, hey, beautiful. Like she was boots and all.
So you got a cut and paste message. So the same message has gone to my wife and to Shezzy Denya. Now, Ash London, you are a resident musical expert. I'm assuming you got a message?
Nah, no message.
Oh.
Checking. My best mate, my best mate Angus did. He's also on the radio, but
Nothing
for you. Yeah, like all the support I've given them over the years, and all the interviews I've done, and look, it hurts. It hurts to even talk about it. Well, I'm going to get through this.
Does it hurt even worse to talk to Amy Shepherd live? Morning, Amy.
Oh, Amy.
Guys, wow, I've been outed.
What's going on, babe? I thought we had something.
Oh, my God, Ash. I reached out to the radio station. I was like, oh, no, I can't miss Mrs. Ash. Like, she's too cool.
I'm back. You got me back, babe. You're right. I am very cool.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with reaching out to get a little bit of love. You know what? That's how you win gold Logies. That's how you win competitions, mate. You got to use it.
Oh, look, we're so lucky. We have such a great community, behind us and people who have supported us. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to try my best and see who's, going to get behind us. So, I was really, really grateful for those ladies to get behind me. I do really look up to them, so I do appreciate it.
Yeah, good. My wife really loves you at the moment because you've got this great body image campaign going. Hashtag, you say it, hashtag what?
Kiss my fat ass.
Yeah. Which is about real bodies, yeah?
Yeah, it's just about not photoshopping and face-tuning everything you see. Not sensitizing everything, like wrinkles and cellulite, things like that.
My wife thinks you're a hero.
I think she's my hero too.
So just getting back to the point, you didn't message Ash London though, yeah? Sorry, that's what I'm focusing on. Thank you, Amy Shepherd. Go well.
Get extra laughs when you download and subscribe to the Today FM Breakfast Podcast. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
You can call us whenever you like.
Of course you can.
Our number's always on, always open.
131060, give us a call anytime. And I believe someone's called through just in the nick of time. Regular caller, I believe. Hello.
Yes, hello, it's Gavin from Double Bay here. Yes, I'm definitely a woman. A woman who was appalled from what she saw on TV last night. Did you guys see that surgery show?
Baby.
Yeah, if you could just try and play along for a second.
Yes.
Through this. It was a live C-section. The C-section is what I call the cast of Sunrise. Speaking of C's. Speaking of C's.
Yes.
I read that Pointless is finally being put out of its misery. Oh. Grant, do you know what Channel 10 is putting in place of the worst show of all time, Pointless?
I don't think it's been officially confirmed. I think it's only a rumour.
Okay? Just shut up, you bloody corporate puppet. Surely Rove has an awful idea he can put in there. His shows are the original surgery because watching them is like pulling teeth.
Oh, Gavin, that's really mean to say that.
Tell me what to do. I am a woman having her say.
Sorry.
Jeez. Carry on.
I didn't have 4 C-sections to come in here and be abused by you. Speaking of putting things in there, I'm very happy for Fifi Box. She's pregnant from an anonymous donor. And how she feels. I get anonymous donors every Friday night.
Gavin, that is.
Do you know what I mean,
fun.
Grant?
No.
Oh, baby.
Definitely no.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, can we wrap this up?
Thank you, Gavin.
Oh, anyone wants to donate to me, I'll be in the food court. The double A.
Okay, goodbye.
And that brings us to the end of another edition of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London. But what a morning it was, guys.
Yeah, gave away $50,000, which is Grant's favourite part of this show. When we give away money, he just becomes like... You elevate.
Well, because you know what? You're brightening someone's life. Giving away cash is my favourite thing to do in the whole wide world.
Give us some cash.
No. Get it yourself. Can we hear our winner?
Call in on 131060.
This is what happened.
Melissa from Winmalee. This is your chance at the Today FM Secret Sounds $50,000. So what do you think it is?
When you're replacing the fly screen and you're pushing it back into the windowsill into place.
Melissa from Winmalee.
Yes.
For Today FM's secret sound and $50,000, you have got it! Yay! You've guessed the secret sound!
Really? Are you for real?
$50,000 is all yours!
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! I'm shaking!
Oh, she just had a baby. It's just so, so wonderful.
You can see the video as well of the secret sound actually happening. Is that what it really is? No, definitely not.
Yeah,
Today FM Breakfast on Instagram. And the best part about it is we've got a brand new sound and a new cash amount tomorrow at 7:50.
Plus, Yeezy is on the show, one of our favourite guests. It's going to be a lovely morning.
Today FM Breakfast.
With Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.